The Township of Russell introduced an updated version of its transportation master plan during a public consultation held last month. Mayor Mike Tarnowski emphasized that with the township's rapid growth, it's crucial to keep the plan current to stay ahead of future needs.
Our last master plan was in 2016, so if you've been around here in the municipality, there's a lot of changes that have been happening. We have grown quite substantially since 2016, so this update is critical for us to really get a good understanding of transportation across the entire municipality, specifically looking at our two main villages, so Russell and Embrun, as well as our industrial park. And so trying to understand, you know, where there are some potential bottlenecks as we grow, what are some of the changes that are happening, and really try to prepare, you know, at the short term, the medium term, and long term in terms of what are the needs for our communities. And that helps us ensure that we're prepared financially when those changes are due, as opposed to just reacting all the time. So that's really the reason, and this update is a big one.
Mayor Tarnowski outlines the key elements of the plan, noting that it's organized into short, medium, and long-term actions.
On the short term, so short term, we're talking about this year all the way up to 2034, and there were about $20 million in projects identified through the master plan, the creation of this master plan. From a resident's perspective, the big changes that they'll see, and they'll start seeing them already this summer, is if I look at Russell, we're going to be looking at adding a traffic light at Concession and Craig and Concession and Castaw. In terms of other major changes that we'll start seeing is additional roundabouts coming out. Roundabouts are probably the most efficient way of moving traffic. And so we'll see this summer roundabout being built at Limoges and Notre-Dame. We call that in French Point Carotte. That's how the locals call it here. So that'll be there. And then Saint-Guillaume and 300 and Route 300 and Saint-Pierre. Those two other ones are going to be a little bit more long-term, but we did get some funding with provincial government to help starting on the design of those. So that's really exciting. In terms of other changes we're looking at, we just reviewed the industrial park road system, and so there'll be some extensions in the industrial park as well. And Notre-Dame Street itself, for the residents here in Embrun, over the next 2 years, we will be seeing major updates to Notre-Dame, and that's both from an infrastructure perspective, but also a road design perspective. And so that will be a bit challenging because it's 2 years worth of projects that are starting this summer on that road. So that's on the short term. On the medium term, if you want, there's about $9.5 million of projects identified. So we're more roundabout as we continue to grow. So especially around Saint-Guillaume 200, Saint-Guillaume and Enterprise, as those continue to grow. And then long-term, if I look at long-term, additional traffic lights probably coming in on the Notre-Dame, further down at Saint-Joseph and Saint-Thomas as we continue to grow, and some additional tweak on our main Notre-Dame street as well. So those are from a road perspective. And then if I look at pedestrian network itself, on the short term, we got about $6 million worth of projects that were identified. And we're talking about adding some sidewalks and looking at some of the pedestrian trails. On the midterm, we got about $7 million worth of projects there. And then on the long term, about $10 million worth of projects there. So again, from a planning perspective, what's important for us is this allows us to start looking for grants from the government to start helping support these plans to ensure that we're not, you know, doing all this on the backs of our residents in terms of taxpayers. So trying to support that, trying to plan and prepare for it as much as possible. And of course, the last part, I guess, that I should mention on that as well, Rose, is that anywhere where the roads are joint roads with the United Counties, those are costs are split with the township and the United Counties. And we work with the United Counties, Prescott Russell, to do that. So Notre Dame is a great example. The lights coming in at Edie and Castell, that's a project that's going to be done with the counties as well. So a lot of that is split costs with the county.
Mayor Tarnowski adds that the concerns expressed by residents were mainly about the expansion of the industrial park.
So we've had two open houses. We had one back in May, and then we just had one in March, which gives an opportunity for the writers of this master plan to really get a feel for the feedback from the residents' perspective. And from the May one, the one that we had in May 24, it was interesting. So one of the big kind of changes that came as a result of that one was the road network on the industrial park. So we had residents from Edie Road that were concerned about industrial traffic coming out on Edie Road and between two properties. And it was a fair comment feedback. And so we went back and the redesign happened so the industrial park wouldn't open up on Edie Road. So that's a perfect example of some of the things that were of concern. And more on the Village Core side, there is always concern as we grow and you look at traffic. And so residents were concerned to ensure that we're really optimizing our space and to also make sure that we have the ability for active transportation. So, you know, bicycle paths and the ability to easily walk from one area to another. Those are the concerns from a more local or Village Core kind of perspective.
Mayor Tarnowski states that the final version of the transportation master plan will be presented to council on April 20th, 2025. Once the plan is approved, Russell residents will have 1 month to submit their feedback.
We're expecting a council to receive the master plan, the final version of the master plan at the end of April. So April 28th, we have a meeting. So I suspect it should be at that meeting. And then once that's there and put through a council, there's always because it's the master plan, there's always a 30-day final comment period that's available. So even though it might have been approved by council, there's still that 30-day where residents could still voice any concerns and so on.
This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.